Welcome to Double Helix, Blueprint of Nations. Companion 3.1, The Napoleonic Wars and the Continental System. Welcome back to Double Helix, Blueprint of Nations. In today's companion, we turn our attention back to the early 19th century to explore the Napoleonic Wars, a series of conflicts that not only reshaped Europe, but also revolutionized the nature of warfare itself. During our episode on Napoleon, episode 3.2, Emperor of the World, we discussed his role as the central character of these wars. But as we took a more strategic view of the conflict, we may have missed what they meant as a whole, and more importantly, why they matter in the broader historical sense. Simply, some of you may want to know, what were the Napoleonic Wars? Spanning from 1803 to 1815, the Napoleonic Wars were characterized by a series of battles that extended from the Iberian Peninsula to the vast expanses of Russia. Under the leadership of Napoleon Bonaparte, France aimed to dominate Europe against a backdrop of shifting alliances amongst Britain, Russia, Austria, and Prussia, and several other minor powers. These wars were not just about the ambitions of a single leader or country. They encapsulated a broader transformation in how wars were fought, introducing concepts like total war and national mobilization that changed military strategy forever. The human cost of the Napoleonic Wars was staggering. Millions of soldiers and civilians alike perished, victims of battle, disease, and the harsh realities of war. Entire regions were devastated, economies were disrupted, and societies were forever changed. Napoleon's campaigns were among the first in modern history to employ the concept of total war, where the boundaries between combatants and civilians were blurred, and the entire resources of the state were mobilized towards the war effort. This approach meant that every aspect of society was involved in or affected by the war, from conscription that pulled vast numbers of men into military service to the harnessing of industrial and agricultural outputs by the war machine. The innovations in military strategy during the Napoleonic Wars had profound implications. The scale of mobilization and the intensity of the conflict led to the development of new military tactics and logistical strategies. For the first time, we saw the widespread use of artillery and the introduction of more flexible infantry tactics, with soldiers spread out in lines and columns rather than the traditional dense formations of the past. These changes set the stage for future conflicts, influencing the structure of armies and the strategy of wars in the 19th and the 20th centuries. The concept of national mobilization, first fully realized during these wars, would later become a defining characteristic of both world wars. Beyond the battlefield, the Napoleonic Wars spurred significant political and social changes. They fostered a new sense of nationalism and reshaped national boundaries, setting the stage for the modern nation-state. Moreover, the disruption of the old European aristocratic order helped to promote the rise of a more merit-based society, albeit one that often still struggle with equality. The legacy of the Napoleonic Wars is a complex tapestry of military innovation, immense human suffering, and substantial political upheaval. These wars not only defined an era, but also the contours of the modern world, influencing how nations conduct wars and how they perceive themselves. For the second part of this companion, we are going to talk about the Continental System. This is also from episode 3.2, Emperor of the World. We talked about how Napoleon ended up invading the Iberian Peninsula, Portugal, and Spain because of the lack of enforcement of this continental system. This continental system is also part of the reason why he ended up going to war against Russia and eventually invading it in 1812. The Continental System was an ambitious foreign policy tool wielded by Napoleon Bonaparte aimed at undermining Britain's economic stability during the Napoleonic Wars. It was established in 1806 with the Berlin Decree. This economic strategy represents one of the earliest large-scale attempts at economic warfare and had significant implications for Europe's political and economic landscape. Napoleon's primary objective with the continental system was to cripple Britain, his most formidable adversary, by cutting off his trade with mainland Europe. Britain's economy was heavily reliant on his vast trade networks, and Napoleon sought to exploit this vulnerability by closing European ports to British goods. The Berlin Decree prohibited the importation of British products into nations allied with or occupied by France, which was followed by similar edicts from allied states. The continental system expanded with the Milan Decree of 1807, which declared any ship stopping at a British port or submitting to a British search to be a lawful prize of war if captured by French forces. This extension, aimed to prevent neutral nations from trading with the UK, effectively broadening the blockade. Napoleon's power over the continent was at its zenith, and he could enforce these decrees across a vast territory, including France, Italy, Germany, and parts of Eastern Europe. The immediate economic impact of the continental system was profound but complex. While it initially caused significant disruption to British trade, the blockade was imperfectly enforced and provoked widespread smuggling. Continental economies, including that of France, also suffered due to the absence of British goods and the disruption of established trade routes. Industries in France and other embargoed areas faced shortages of raw materials and a collapse in export markets, leading to economic downturns. Politically, the continental system strained Napoleon's relationships with his allies and subjected states. The burdens of enforcement and economic decline bred resentment and defiance among the occupied nations, contributing to the growing discontent with French rule. This discontent played a critical role in weakening of Napoleon's influence in Europe. The system began to unravel as countries increasingly evaded or directly opposed the blockade. Notably, Russia's refusal to comply with the system led to the disastrous French invasion in 1812. The continental system effectively ended by 1814 as Napoleon's control over Europe crumbled. The legacy of the system is multifaceted. Economically, it accelerated shifts toward self-sufficiency in certain industries within Europe and highlighted the vulnerabilities of over-reliance on foreign trade. Politically, it demonstrated the limits of continental power under a single ruler's control and set precedents for future economic warfare strategies. In summary, the continental system was a pivotal element of Napoleonic strategy, reflecting both the breadth of his ambition and the limitations of his reach. While ultimately unsuccessful, its implementation and consequences significantly shaped the course of European history during and beyond the Napoleonic Wars. Thank you for tuning in for this quick companion episodes of Double Helix. Join us next time as we continue to unravel the events that have shaped our past and our present. We'll see you next time.